Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
What's poppin', people?
What it do?
I'm your boy, Pastor J.
And I'm your girl, Lady Free.
And we she is in the building.
They are in the building. Real talk, shift, real talk. Y'all listen, we want to welcome you back to another dope episode of Shift Real Talk. And today, we are talking about something very risque. See, church people don't supposed to talk about stuff like this. But if the bed
is undefiled,
if the marriage bed is supposed to be undefiled, right? Then why are so many marriages dealing with pornography? Is it helpful or is it hurtful? That's the question.
Is it helpful or is it hurtful?
Yeah, that's the question. That so we're talking about the P word today.
Shakespeare.
I know. Now, if this is your first time joining us here on Shift Real Talk, just make sure, like we always say, you eat from the table first. And once you're done eating from the table, if you got a good meal out of today's show, then you spread the word, you pass it on, share it with somebody who you know needs to hear this. Because, y'all, listen, more people are struggling with pornography than we even know. And it is not exempt from those of us who love Jesus. So let's get into it. Let's talk about it.
Wow. This is definitely a risky topic, you know what I'm saying? But we, listen,
we ain't scared.
We ain't never scared, you know what I'm saying? We ain't never scared, so we going to delve into this. So do you think it's wrong? You know what I'm saying? Do y'all think it's wrong, pornography?
Oh, I know, right?
Let's go.
Do we think it's wrong?
Let's go.
All right, Zany, we're going to let you start this one. Okay.
I say, you want to go before
No, because I'm not a pornography chick.
I say it is wrong. Straight up and down.
Straight up.
Like she said in the beginning, the bed is undefiled. Mm-hmm. It is not public.
Okay, wait. What does that mean exactly?
It's not on public display because pornography is for everybody else to see. It's for everybody else's enjoyment. But our bedroom... Let's go. It's wrong. Oh, no. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. As a man,
you're going to be nice about it.
No, I mean,
you're going to be the balance in this. But I'm saying it is wrong. I'm going to tell you.
Talk about it.
I'm saying it is wrong, especially when it comes to a marital entity. First of all, let's just talk about what it does and what it is.
Talk about it.
So we know why I say it's wrong.
Okay.
First of all, it says scientists. Now it kills me because you have how God says it, and then you have what science comes and studies about it and gives their spin about it.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you'll learn about this stuff when it comes to dealing with different types of way to deal with culture today, because there is a worldview, and then there's a biblical view. Now, the world makes it right because the world says, this is what the world says. It says it is used for pleasure. It is used to cure curiosity, And it's also used, it is used for anatomy edumacation. Edumacation.
Okay. All right.
It is used for anatomy edumacation. This is what it is used for. Ain't nothing. Hey, let's hit straight street. There's nothing biblical about that. Because first of all, if you notice women, and I notice, you know, statistically, and let's go, because we're gonna start from the beginning here. Mm-hmm. Statistically, they say 80% of men look at pornography as opposed to 20% how women look at it. So there's a percentage, but I did some polls. 80% men look at it, 20% of women look at it. So I'm not misconceived, but let's be honest. Let's be honest though. And I hear what you're saying, but let's be honest. Intimacy for women starts way before the action. It starts way before then.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It don't start in the bedroom. It starts way before then. It starts when you get up in the morning. You know what I'm saying? That's where intimacy starts for women. And to be honest with you, let's be honest now. I'm not a woman, but I'm married to one. You know what I'm saying? And I know how she tells me, you know, that intimacy part for you, truly for you, because it's that don't really.
I don't say it like that, babe. I enjoy.
No, I ain't saying you don't enjoy.
I enjoy sex. Let's get this straight. But what I did say was, when you are intimate with me, the before mm-hmm. action of worship, that gets the woman to that place that you're already at. And so if you just go straight in,
okay,
you know what I'm saying? You. Straight there, that's more of a pleasure for you as a man than it is for us as women, even though there is pleasure in it, is what I was saying. And that's my opinion. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, okay. That I understand that. However, we have to look at the helpful or hurtful or harmful part.
Yeah,
of our topic.
We're getting there.
And when I'm thinking about the helpful or the harmful, I'm looking at how is it helpful? Let's start there. How was it helpful in the relationship?
Yeah. Here's another reason why it's wrong, especially when it deals with marriages, because of what it can cause.
Uh-huh.
Because of what it stands for, but what it can cause. Because it can cause an addiction. Now, what we was listening to earlier, we was listening to that's why I said scientists study and the worldview of things, and then what God ordains, they're two different perspectives. So the world says, okay, there's a part of your brain that's called a dopamine.
Yeah.
Dopamine. Now go figure, because if you look at the root word of that, it ain't nothing
dope.
Like, not, and I don't think dope meaning like, oh, that's nice, that's fresh. Yeah. No, I think that's something,
the thing that gives you pleasure.
Yeah, it's the thing.
It's your pleasure.
It's supposed to be this frontal lobe in your brain that gives you a sense of desire.
Pleasure,
it gives you a sense of pleasure. I never heard of that in the Bible, but I mean, that's what scientists study. I'm not gonna come against what scientists study, because, you know, I'm sure God allowed them to be able to study that. They study and they come up with facts that I don't believe that are proven, but this is what they do. This is their job. And that's just me. I'm not coming against them.
Okay.
But again, this, because they say this and they say that this is what it causes, you know, I say that it can cause an addiction, because now what you're doing is you're learning, you know what I'm saying? Because you do learn from what you intake. You know what I'm saying? You do learn from behavior, and it can cause some very dangerous things as a human being, because now you're learning a behavior. You're learning somebody else do something that, first of all, you're looking at two people who are, come on, let's be honest here. They're not married. They are not married. So you're looking at two people, first of all, they're sinning. That's a sin. So we're looking at a sinful situation and for our pleasure. So first and foremost, wow, that's wrong. You know what I'm saying? Looking at a sinful situation for our desire and our pleasure and our education. That's wrong. That is dead. That is alive wrong. Okay. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so the question goes back to, how was it helpful?
I'm sitting here telling you it is not.
Okay, so is that what we were saying? It's not.
I'm saying it's not helpful at all. Yes, because again, yeah, it's not. But because it causes so much other stuff that is not helpful.
Right.
It causes so much other stuff that's harmful. Because too much of it, too much of anything ain't good for you. And too much of it, because once you start watching it, it becomes like, okay, now you got to watch it again. Now you got to. I remember growing up, I ain't going to lie. I can't, you know, I got to be honest. I tell on myself.
Right.
When I was young, I didn't have access to pornography, but I had access to magazines. We didn't have phones when I was growing up. We had beepers. So they were the furthest we could go was magazines.
Right.
But today, in today's culture, society, they say that the access to this is accessed by kids as young as 10 years old.
Right.
So kids are watching this. And not only are kids watching it, you have kids that are participating. They have kids that are doing this thing. They're young.
In their hormonal growth stage at that.
Yeah. Like,
at a time when they have no clue about why their bodies are changing, what's going on with themselves. And all of a sudden you see this. Now, one thing I do know, because I was never a pornography type chick. I was never into that. That was not my stilo. Okay.
Mm.
But how, oh, well, I did sin before marriage. Lord, forgive me. He did. Okay. Now, the thing about it is this. One thing that happens that is also not helpful, because we only think about the act of watching it on TV or whatever we see and everything and how it makes us feel in the moment. But if you continuously watch it over and over, what you're doing is you're seeing two people acting. And then you take what they're acting out and try to make it your reality. So what happens is, over time, it's almost like you get sucked into a scene and you try to make that real for you. And all of a sudden, the body type that you see, the woman, the way she's shaped, you're looking for that. The way, how about this? Did you know that when you look at those bodies, men oftentimes start to look at the differences between how they look and how the man look on TV and start feeling insecurities? Women are being judged by what a man sees on TV as far as what her curves look like and how she moans and grows and all that stuff. And I know we're keeping it funky. I know we're keeping it really real. But this needs to be talked about, because we don't talk about it enough. And when you looking at that and you taking that reality, your reality, and you substituting it for play, then you are bringing harm to not only yourself, but it's like the real life intimacy that you would normally choose is now being wiped away. And now that unrealistic act or scene becomes your reality. And when addiction takes place in that, then that's when you go to stuff like you erectile dysfunction. Did y'all know that comes with watching a lot of pornography? Did y'all know that?
No.
Not being able to get aroused anymore. The arousal now comes more from what you see on TV than when you actually have a live human being that you have, you're supposed to be one with coming together. It doesn't arouse you as much because you living in a, it's like, that's what it is. You get sucked into a fantasy land and reality is no longer satisfactory. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wrong. Come on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh.
Wow. Oof. Hey, Patricia, how you doing? Oof. We love you.
That's something.
That is, man, y'all are talking, man, and I love it. The realness, man, this is what we are. This is what we do. We keep it real. We keep it 100, but we also lead you to the word of God.
Right.
You know, so don't think that we're just staying on one spectrum of it, but we just got to deal with this part of it so that we can show you the right way through the word of God. But the whole point is that you have an entity that is used to manipulate what the whole aspect of relationship is, relating is.
Come on.
So now society has come to the point where they believe being in a relationship that this is what it requires.
Yeah.
Because this is what's selling. They sell. This is a moneymaker. This is almost like Jesus coming into the temple and flipping over and house. Turned it into a house of thieves. We didn't turn the institution of marriage into a perception of pleasure.
Wow.
A perception of arousal, a perception of this is what relationship looks like. So some of us even get in relationships and we don't even know how to talk to each other. Mm-hmm. We don't even know how to get to understand what you like, because right. What we're doing is we're looking in for the relationship to arouse us, right, as opposed to being in the relationship to do what God has called us to do. For a relationship, for the purpose of marriage,
right?
So we didn't totally manipulated the whole system of the institution, and we made it a level of a desire, mm-hmm, or made it a level of prostitution, because we're prostituting what it is. It says, "And the two shall become one flesh." That means for the purpose of what? For marriage. It ain't you will be pleased by your wife or your husband, but that's what it's supposed to be. We're not supposed to use it to educate us on a relationship. And that's the narrative that society, scientists are putting out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what's going to please, but too much of it is going to make you do this. Not enough of it won't stimulate that part of your brain. But no, if you understand the word of God, you don't have to worry about stimulation. But at the end of the day, because the connection is what's going to bring you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The connection. Yes. Connecting. How do you connect? Conversation.
Right.
How do you connect? Getting to know. How do you connect? Through the word of God, showing me how to love this woman.
Right.
Love this woman. Love your wife like Christ loved the church. And not displayed it so everybody else can get pleasure of it, but that he gave his life and sacrificed his life for that woman. So that's what it's about.
Right. So now what we do for the materials in teaching us how to be intimate with our spouse or our mate, we look at pornography. We look at adult content movies instead of going to the Word of God to ask God, okay, how do I supposed to love this person? Right. How am I supposed to be intimate? Help me to understand what it is that is in her heart or his heart, you know, stuff that I can't see. How do I get into the deepest places, the most intimate places of their heart and love that place so that when we do come together, it's beautiful the way it's supposed to be.
Yes.
So we've gone from that to looking at, it's almost like it's got to be visual. But if you continuously allow that dopamine, the pleasure sense to just constantly happen day and night, and all of a sudden it's constant, after a while, it's going to take more to get you aroused. That's when people go into the toys, and that's when people go into other things like the Shades of Grey, whatever that movie, how many Shades of Grey was it?
50.
Can you imagine 100 shades of gray?
2,000 shades of gray.
And then 50 not going to be enough after a while, because then it's going to go into more erotic stuff, because what sin does is it constantly eats. It's never satisfied. So
that's why it's important. I'm sorry. That's why it's important that we really understand the spiritual aspect of it, because what happens is you get twisted. And you get caught up into a narrative that's not of God.
Right.
And I hate to sound too deep, but I just can't help it, because I know from whence I came. And I, you know, trust me, I was that dude. I was. but the thing was, it was me feeding what I felt that I needed to help me get over a lot of things that I needed to get over. Mm-hmm. So here's the trick. Throw the things that, because remember, I believe all our issues come from our choices. Everything that we make, because what do you say? Choose ye this day whom you will serve. Mm-hmm. And there's an influence to help you to choose.
Okay.
So if you have an influence of pornography is going to help you make us. It's going to influence you to make a decision to just now. Please yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
It won't help you to make a decision to find a wife that's going to be presented to you so that you can be pleased for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is, we got to be very careful about what's being presented in front of us, because right. It's a trick. It's a throw off. And every time we make a decision, sometimes some decisions will help us. And I think that's what will help us. Our decision toward it. If we decide to do it, then now, you know, when you do something that you do to fulfill yourself, you got to maintain that fulfillment, because it's not going to be enough.
Right. Right.
It's not going to be enough. You got to keep doing it and keep doing it. And what did that cause you? Because this is what society does. Society puts a health and wellness aspect on everything. You got sex health, you got mental health now, you got food health, you got thought health, you got therapy health, everything. You got everything is, we done put a whole another level of sickness or help, like you need help with it. So we try to educate you outside of the Word of God to do what? To get you to stay in these bad decisions. That's the whole
to maintain it. And from my understanding, anything you manage, it gets better. If I'm a manager of a business, I'm helping it get better. Yeah. So when you manage those issues, you're not helping it go away. God wants them gone. Go ahead.
Yes. Oh no.
All right, come on. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. That's right. Come on.
Wow.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because that's what I know.
Thank you, Tisha. Hey, yeah. Tisha Thomas, thank you so much. That's right.
Because that's what I know, because that's what I saw. And if it worked for them, it should work for us. When, just like you said, Pastor Jay, right. And so Pastor Jay said what it does is it makes you basically pleasing you. It causes you to please yourself. But if you're pleasing you and you're doing everything to please you, and then you know what happens? You all of a sudden you start to think that I'm trying to please you. But I'm doing this to please. No, you're not doing it to please me, because if you wanted to please me, you would learn about what pleases me and do that. And you wouldn't try to do what pleased her. Because when you close your eyes while we're in our moment, who do you see? Do you see me or do you see her?
But let's go. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. You're not there.
Let's go deeper. And I mean that in the spirit.
Okay. Go deeper.
Let's go deeper. Check this out. You got to be careful what you come into one with.
Ooh.
Because remember, it is spiritual.
Yeah.
But you can come in one with the wrong spirit. Because like she said, it's about if you come and run with that wrong spirit, then you are pleasing you.
Yeah.
But the whole aspect is to do what? Please God.
Oh.
So if you come into one with the Holy Spirit, that's why it is holy. That's why that union is holy.
Yeah,
because
that
union is what pleases God.
Yeah.
But when it's not holy, you're pleasing what? Your flesh. And guess what your flesh did? It called Adam to do what? Make a decision that came against what God ordained in the first place.
You better say it. That's true. And even though we talking God on the other aspect, because we got to say the natural and the spiritual, the natural aspect of it is one thing that happens when you are constantly in the pornography frame of mind is you start making bad. It hinders your decision making. Did you know that?
Yes.
That mentally your decision making gets hindered. So just like what you just said, it causes you to make decisions that go against what God say. Now you finna sit up here and act out the pornography in your home. You done invited somebody in trying to please your partner, when all in all what you're doing is you going taking yourselves further and further away from the leaving and the cleaving. Now you got somebody in between you, even if it's a figment of your imagination. Now you got a whole nother entity in the mix with come on.
Yes.
Oh
yeah,
my.
You are. Come That's on. Right.
Right, absolutely. And you wonder why now she got a work spouse. That's something else.
Hey, let me take the time to give my dad a shout out. What's up, Dad?
Hey,
my dad,
Bob.
My pops is on. But check this out. Let's be honest here, though. Let's be honest. This may be a little comical, but it's so true. Why put yourself into that pressure? Because what you have to do now is measure up to the whole hour or 2 hour act. You can't do that.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
You ain't gonna be able to do that.
Right.
Ain't no pill.
No
pill gonna bring your blood to that long. It's just not gonna happen,
right? Because so, you know how many times they say cut.
Yeah. Yo, why put yourself? The point is, get connected to the right one,
right?
So that you can have the best 2 minutes in your life. That'll be the best 2 minutes.
Well, can I get at least 2 and a quarter?
2 and a quarter. That'll be the best 2 minutes in your life.
Okay, so it's funny, right? But at the end of the day, you got to understand what just happened. If I am a production person and I'm trying to get people to film these acts, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure I film somebody with the best of the best and the the what people expect to see. And I'm not trying to put your imagination nowhere. I'm just saying. So I'm going to be like, okay, not you. Sorry. Thanks for coming. Okay. Okay. You know, and I'm looking for who's got what it takes to make people want to purchase or watch this information. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you something even more interesting now. When you are sitting up here with your spouse, let's say that person decides to do that just to please you. Okay, that's what you want to do. And after a while, guess what you're going to end up doing? Watching it by yourself. Now you're feeling guilty, because guilt comes along with secretly now you watching it. You might be more into it than that, your spouse or whatever. Now you watching it behind their back, and now you got the guilt. You have the shame. People don't understand what comes with guilt and shame. In the word of God, I have to look it up, but I know guilt and shame both conceives. and they bring forth. They bring forth. It's like they have their own little seedlings, and they bring forth. You say condemnation.
Yeah.
So now you, oh my God, to walk around with condemnation, to feel low, to feel dirty, to feel like, and then you hiding all the time and you secretive all the time, even from the one you're not supposed to be holding secrets from, and that's your spouse. Come on. Running, hiding. Mm-hmm. But like, baby, where you at? Where you at?
They were naked and not ashamed, but they wasn't washed.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. So
but listen, let me say this though. All jokes aside, I had to just throw that. But check this out though. This is so true. When you become in the mindset, when you come in the mindset to please yourself, then what you look to do every time you come into that mindset is to please yourself.
Right.
Now you don't know how you are really now inventing a need not only in your mental but in your spirit. So what you have to do now is you have to continuously feed that desire. You got to keep feeding that desire. And if you're not careful, it can become dangerous, because this is how you have people who touch people who they ain't supposed to be touching. Why? Mm-hmm. Because they're trying to fulfill a desire.
Right.
Because they got into watching this stuff and looking at it. Because what you got to be careful. There's signs that people that may be like that. There's some people who alienate themselves because what they're doing, they're in their thought. They're in their thoughts of their desires. So people who are continuously in thoughts of their desires,
right,
they're not very sociable.
They become introverts.
They become very introverted, and they stay to themselves. So now, like I said, when it comes into this level of thinking, you got to be very careful, because they will go to any measure. They will go to some measures that you may have to, you know, react to certain things that they do. But they go to measures that we don't even want to go to online, because I'm sure people have been through being touched the wrong way, being molested when they were young, these are where they come from. That's why pornography is not good. You don't put that in your ear gates. Don't put that in your eye gates, because I'm telling you, it'll just grow.
It'll take you way seeds grow.
Seeds grow.
Yeah.
It'll take you way further.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be careful.
After
be careful.
A while, it's not going to be enough. Yeah, so it's never
it's
helpful.
It's never enough.
It's never helpful.
You got to keep feeding it. You got to keep feeding it. And be careful, man. Be careful about people who want to watch it with you. Because what are you saying? This is the basis of our relationship? You know what I'm saying? No. Intimacy is something that's automatically, I believe, if you truly get... The Bible says this, in all thy ways. It don't negate some of the ways. It says in all thy ways.
Right.
In everything. That means intimacy as well. That means, Lord, show me how to touch her.
Right.
Lord, show me how to give her what she needs so that I can get what I need.
Right.
We go to God about that.
Right.
And I tell you, when you go to God, because when God is in worship, come Woo! On, I'm a living
Glory.
Witness. When God is in the, when he, God is in the building. When
Glory.
God is in the building, I'm telling you, can't no pornago, can't come pro negro, come pro nagro, can't
none of it.
Can't no pono,
can't none of it.
Can't noography, can't none match
right.
to the touch that's been touched by God. I'm
my
telling
goodness.
You've been touched by an
my
angel.
Goodness,
come on here.
My goodness. Hey, I just had a thought too. We have to be careful with our children, because what we don't understand is this right here.
Yes.
This is a portal.
Yes.
To all of what we're talking about today.
That's right.
Some little kids Eugene. Get a hold to a phone and not realizing that the plan that the enemy had for them from the very beginning was to mess their minds up, and then they hit the wrong button, and all of a sudden their whole lives open up
to this.
We have to be careful about what we let our children watch. We have to be careful and monitor, because guys, it doesn't start when you're grown. A lot of it starts when you're young.
And that's when you're most curious, when you're young.
When you're young.
Because you're fulfilling or you're feeding that curiosity. your feeding. Yeah. Let me just give a couple of shout outs real quick. Hey, Aunt Liza, we love you. Patricia, thank you. Apostle Eugene Lavelle, man, thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir.
Hey,
Tisha
babe.
Thomas, my sister, she's on the live. Hey, man, Tisha, we got something coming up April 25th on my birthday, man. We're going to get with you so you can be there. So definitely. And Patricia McDonald, thank you so much for tuning in with us.
I shared this to my actual page. If you are on my page and you want to be a part of the shout outs, if you want to be a part of the show on Shift Real Talk, go ahead and shift over to Shift Real Talk TV on Facebook so that you can be a part of the actual conversation, okay?
Yes.
So, yeah, but this is something that is, I love this topic. I love what we're talking about, bringing awareness
can we touch
to
on,
that there is an issue.
I'm
okay,
I'm
go
sorry.
Ahead.
I'm so sorry. I'm excited. I love giving information, and I'm so excited. You ain't got nothing to say, sis, right? I'm just gonna make sure. Go ahead. No, go ahead. I don't want you to use your thought. Go ahead, baby. Y'all go ahead. I come after y'all. Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, you don't want me. You design me because turning you on. Yes.
Me. Right. Exactly.
Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh.
Come on. Right.
Absolutely.
Oh, my.
Do you know the feeling that comes behind that?
Thank you, God.
You don't feel validated. You don't feel loved by your... That's why I said you got to get that direction from God. Because a lot of times we really don't know. And this is what's educating. This act is what's educating our society.
Right.
It's educating us. Not us. I ain't going to say that because that don't
it's
educate me no more.
Educating the generations.
But the sad part is, and this is why I'm telling y'all who are watching, man, we got to be very careful. Don't have your kids just looking on the phone and you don't know what they're looking at.
Right.
Because I'm telling you, they have access to it. And you don't want to fulfill their curiosities. You don't want them to continue doing that because what they're doing at this point now, at the curiosity in their head, they're actually doing the act because they're imagining them doing it. And I'm telling you, when I was young, when I was about 10 years old, I used to do some things. I'm about 13. I was a little older. But I was doing some things that I kept a secret for a long time, but it was because of my imagination of the naked women that I was looking at.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it wow. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
He already knew about it.
Whoa. Wow.
I want to read something.
Mama Cheeks.
Real quick.
Oh, yeah, we love you so much. Yeah, she go, come on.
Mama Cheeks, she is like wisdom. She's our shift wisdom. And she says,
she's our mother.
Living holy means living holy. That's in all things.
That's
she
right.
says pornography is born from darkness and carries with it a spirit of guilt that you have to fight your way out of. Come on. With the guidance of, guess what?
The
Holy
Spirit.
Spirit.
Yes.
You got to fight your way out of it.
Yes.
You got to fight your way. Think about that. You get involved with it thinking that it's giving you pleasure, but then all of a sudden you realize that pleasure is false. And next thing you know, when you go too far and the guilt consumes you, the only way to get out of it is through the Holy Spirit.
The help of
the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Because subconsciously,
ooh,
we already know what it is.
Come on here. Come on.
Right.
Come
right.
on here.
God said he placed in our hearts the word. Everybody has the word written on our hearts. No matter if you received him yet or you accept him or you don't. The word is written on your heart. And he says that we all have morals that we know right and from wrong. So you already know, regardless of whether you want to accept Christ and all, you know the difference between right and wrong. So that's why you hide, because something in your makeup, your nature tells you you're wrong for that. You hide that. Don't. And then how about this? Now
jump.
Somebody's sickness has decided, you know what, I'm tired of hiding. You know how you get when you just be like, I don't care, and you just don't care? So somebody's sickness decided, okay, you know what, let's trend this thing. Let's make it a trend in our culture. How about OnlyFans page?
Yeah.
How about an OnlyFans? So now pornography is trending. So now we're going to try to take the guilt out of it and make it popular.
Yeah.
No. But that doesn't help either.
Each one teach one, and each one reach one, and each one reach two, and three, and four, and five. The point that I'm saying is that if we continuously educate our young people with the word of God, then they won't be so curious on finding out what's trending in the society of our young kids and our mm-hmm. young people. Because mm-hmm. what's trending is, you know, you cool if you know how to kiss.
Right.
You're cool if you had sex. And it's not, no, you're not cool. You're not even ready for that. You're not even ready. You can't even fathom. That's something that God, you know,
created for marriage.
And you're not ready to be married. You still living in your mother's house. And I say this to Tom too. If you still living in your, this is how crazy I was. I was doing it. Living with my mother. Because guess what? When you do it, do you know the chances that how high the chances are that you create a marital situation? You know what I'm saying? And a lot of us do that when we're still living at, that means we can't even take care of ourselves. So because we're so curious, that curiosity causes us to go ahead and look to do it.
Right.
But we don't understand what we're doing when we do it. And we create a whole nother situation that is totally out of line that we're not ready for.
So can y'all see the trick? It's always a whole nother situation. So in your soul, there's a hole, right? And the more you feed it, the bigger it gets. And all of a sudden you have this big black hole that nothing can fill, that nothing will satisfy. It's like the bottomless pit. And you go deeper and you go deeper and you go deeper. That's why we have to really pray for people in this world, even if whether you know their situation or not, because that's why we have so many pedophiles out there. It was trending for a minute. I don't even watch social media that much anymore about the Diddy situation and everything that they said was going on at these parties. But where do you think it didn't start at these parties? Something mm-hmm. made it okay to see those things, to participate in those things and be all right with it for those who knew that it was what was happening and what was going on. So we have to understand that these things are happening, and they're not just happening in the world. They're happening in our churches, and people are coming to church Sunday after Sunday or watching it on live virtually Sunday after Sunday, and they are hurting and they are going through, and we are judging and being judgmental, not realizing that they are in pain.
Yeah. And hearing the word of God.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's right.
And if you don't feed it, the desire will get bigger. But and what God say about our desires, we are drawn away, not mm-hmm. towards him. We are drawn away of our own lust.
Come on here.
Yeah. And enticed.
But check this out, too. Look at this. Like I said, this is a learned behavior. But who is it easy to persuade but broken people?
Wow. Wow.
Broken people are easy to persuade because why they're looking to be made whole some type of way.
Right.
So what's going on is because they're broken, they're doing things to fulfill that level of brokenness. Mm-hmm. So a lot of these young girls who have not grown up with their father are participating in these pornography acts.
Right.
And they're being watched on TV.
Right.
At wow. a young age.
Wow.
So what happens is because you see that young girl on TV, mm-hmm. when you see that same type of young girl in the street or in the house, you think, oh, all of the young girls are doing it because the whole narrative is everybody is looking to do what? Fulfill that desire.
Right.
Fulfill
wow.
that desire. Wow. So what easier person to manipulate or to get them to do and participate in these acts about but a broken person. But that's what I'm saying. It's so important that we give the word of God at all points in times that we give the word of God that people understand that this, listen, man, Jesus Christ is the way. You know, Jesus Christ is the way. It's not
that's
what
right.
scientists say. It's not what they have a study that goes away from the narrative of God, but you still have to come back. You still got to come back to the narrative because he said, I am the way, the truth, and the what?
The life.
He is the way. So
so
understanding that if he is the way, then the only way that I'm going to really understand where I need to be as a human. I heard Pastor Mike say, I ain't even going to take credit for because Pastor Mike, I've been looking at him. Man, he's been showing some good stuff. But he said, we are human beings, not human doings.
Right.
So that means we must be. We must be. That light.
Right.
We don't do light. We are the light.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because we've been created in his image. He created us to be. So you can't be being broken. You can't be being manipulated. You can't be going through what you see. That's why you have to cast down every imagination. You got to do it. You got to do these things that's going to persuade you and persuade you to go and make the right choice.
Yeah.
Choose God. Don't choose life, but choose life through him.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Screaming. Yes. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody got to add it. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Not a beautiful soul, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And these butts are falling off. They're like uneven.
See? I can't with you.
That ain't your butt. Come on.
I can't with
it's
you.
It's like, come on. You got them little legs and that big old butt. Stop it.
Stop it.
The
baby,
butt don't even match the body. Stop.
Baby.
Why?
Pastor J. No, sir.
It look like this.
I can't with you. Not right.
Come on. You got that uneven butt.
But see, we keeping it too real, right? But see, listen.
Come on here.
At the end of the day, you are absolutely right, though, Zania. It's like we have to understand what we are getting ourselves into with these children because one day they will be married if that's their desire because a lot of the stuff that's going on today is just trying to take people away from marriage. Think about that. The only institution that God created where he is the nucleus of it, that he is in the center, is his covenant agreement. There is a system in play in this world that's trying to take people away. I can't. I can't.
No, I'm sorry. I just had a picture of a chicken. You know how the chicken got a little leg? Big old body. That's what them bus be looking. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's what, hey.
Chicken. Chicken. That's where they get chicken butt from. All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I don't think so.
That's where they get that from. Oh, okay.
Uh-uh. But like, guess what?
Chicken butt. All right.
Okay. All right. See, I was saying something spiritual, and he done got me all in the world. I already knew it was something when he was over there.
I had that picture. That picture popped up in my head. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But listen, y'all. This is definitely going to segue. This is definitely going to segue into next week's topic.
Yes.
Because next week, y'all tune in for this one. We was talking to my sister the other day. And it kind of, the topic came up, man. And, you know, if anybody want to talk about a topic, man, y'all inbox us, man, and tell us what you want to talk about, man. And we'll definitely have a conversation.
Right.
But we was talking about really teaching your kids how to date. Should you teach them how to date? Should you be involved as a parent in their dating? Because right. they're going to
they're
do
gonna
it.
They're going to do it.
They're going to do it.
Right.
So I think that's what we're going to talk about that next week.
Or do we just say, like, no, you don't need no boyfriend?
Yeah.
She going to get one.
She going to get one.
So should we teach them? And then in teaching them, should we make sure that we teach them based on the lessons we learned as opposed to the hurt that we still feel?
Yes. So before
so that's
we
gonna be a good, because, that's gonna be a hot one.
Tisha, that's don't blame it on me, Tisha. Listen, y'all. So the question is, what like we asked in the beginning of the show, is pornography wrong?
Is it harmful?
Harmful or helpful?
Put it in the chats. Yeah, put it in the chat.
Yeah. Is it harmful or helpful? Patricia, what you say?
And you don't listen, this is not a show where everybody has to agree. If you feel like it's helpful, put why. Why do you think that it's helpful? If you say it's harmful, put in there why. Because the whole point is so we can all have a voice. That's what Shift Real Talk is mm-hmm. about. Everyone has a voice. But at the end of the day, the only voice that matters is the voice of God.
Amen. My sister's on. You've been quiet, Tish.
I said hey to Tish earlier.
You quiet, Tish.
Yeah, put it in there. Pop Jesse, what you think? Is pornography helpful?
Yeah, is it helpful?
Is it
or harmful?
Is it helpful, Dad?
the preacher said it was darkness. So how
darkness,
could,
right?
So how could light
it derived from darkness, yeah, right?
How could darkness and light dwell in the same?
Oof, it can't.
It just can't. So it can't be helpful. Ooh. Yes.
And it teaches.
And we don't see the gift that they are. We see them for what they can do,
right.
What they should do for us.
And it teaches females that the value that we carry Ooh. Is between our legs.
Ooh.
When it's really in our hearts.
Did y'all hear that? That deserves some hearts, y'all. I need.
Because listen.
Tisha said it's harmful. Yes, it is.
You
believe
can be the most beautiful BBL. Small waist.
Chicken butt.
You could be the most beautiful. Long hair, lashes, hazel eyes or green, extra lip pressure.
But
you see,
I'm sorry,
all of that.
Y'all. I'm telling.
But hold on. But at the same time, your attitude is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And a man will deal with you, and you think he deal with you because you a bad chick. No, he going to take what he can, but he'll never take you home to his mother.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm telling on myself, though. I'm telling, because when I had my little days, yeah, because I used to watch it a lot too. I used to watch it a lot. But the crazy part was, I was so ignorant. It didn't have to, because it was these girls who were anorexic. They was like chickens. They were small and
cause
bony. Cause you can see their bones do that.
The weight shifted. That was in then.
Yeah, I mean, you can see now. The bones sticking out right here, and they haven't.
That's sad.
Like, what in the heck was I looking at? But the point is, you ain't had to be beautiful. It was just the act. I mean, seriously, she looked like she need a chicken or something, a piece of chicken.
Baby, are you hungry?
No. Look, she needed a McDonald's, a Big Mac or something. She was skinny.
That's sad.
She needed a Big Mac or something.
Zany, y'all, you are encouraging this bad behavior over there laughing like that.
Yeah.
But y'all, listen. Our time is almost up. But listen.
Have it your way at McDonald's. She looked like she do a commercial.
I will not. We're not doing that.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry. Okay, all right, y'all. We back. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, we back from that McDonald's commercial.
I'm sorry.
So look,
I'm sorry, Tisha.
This is your opportunity. We like to give you a chance during the show. Like, you just ate from the table.
Wait, those were the girls that got the butts. They was real anorexic.
Baby. Stay. No. Zany, y'all. Okay. We need to stay focused because he's gonna go too.
Okay.
Okay,
let's go.
Stay focused. All right,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Zany, get that off your face.
She crying.
Get that off your face.
She crying. She crying, y'all. She picked it. She saw the skinny chick. That's why. She
Pastor
saw.
Jay, I'm trying to close us out, baby.
All right, you got 5 minutes. All right, cool. But okay, still, go and close it out. Thank God you
were. I'm gonna let you finish. I know, because he keep talking about chicken and McDonald's.
Listen. Listen.
Can't take no more.
Okay, all right, okay.
All right, so.
We love you, Tisha.
Thanks, Tisha, girl. I'm going to feed him in a second, girl. But what I was going to say was, we want to give you an opportunity, now that you've eaten from the table, to go ahead and share this meal with someone else. Share this with someone. You never know who's going through. You never know who needs to understand that the only way out of this darkness, because just like Mama Cheek said on the chat, she said that pornography is born from darkness. The only way out of the darkness is light. Because as soon as you cut the light on in a dark room, darkness has to flee. So there is an escape. There is a way out. Some people really are trapped in it, and they don't want anybody to know. Yet they walk around with the condemnation, as you said, Zany, y'all. So the light, y'all, the light of God is the only way out of that dark place. And it can happen, because as you can see, Pastor Jay and Zany, y'all, both said that they struggled in this area. I had struggles too. That just wasn't one of them. Okay, so so what I'm saying is, okay, right? Okay,
we thank God for. Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Yeah.
That's right, that's Patricia. Right. That's right. And people don't understand. Yeah. It's the foundation for that house to be built on.
I believe that's the origin of where that come from, rape, molestation. You know what I'm saying? Because you so freely saw it, you just take it now.
We have to understand that pornography is just a fruit on the tree, though. There's a root cause to why you even went there in the first place. Mm-hmm. So once
it ain't got nothing to do with your dopamine in your
family.
It does.
Well, it does affect it, babe. It does affect it.
How?
Okay. It. What is your root? Right. What? Come on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So there's a root to it.
Yeah.
And that root needs to be plucked out and thrown in the sea.
Because here's the thing. I had those desires when I didn't know who I was. So I had desires to fulfill when I really wasn't where I am now in God.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, that don't even turn me on. It really don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's connection. I got to be connected.
Yeah, that connection.
It ain't
right.
just anybody. I just can't do it. I can't. Right. My brain won't let me do it. You know what I'm saying? So
your
I had to clean it up.
The decision that you make.
It's a decision. It just won't let me do it. So that's why I said you gotta. I don't believe in that desire, frontal lobe stuff. I don't believe in it. It's just where you are where you are spiritually. That's so important. Because if you're not there spiritually, you're going to fulfill those desires in your flesh. You got to keep feeding it. So it's just where you are.
Amen. All right. Amen. So with that being said, y'all, listen, next week we're going to talk about, should you teach your children how to date? I say, before they nose get wide open, some little boy got their nose wide open.
Let
you
them tune
teach
in next
them
week.
Little girls.
Let I'm, them tune
hey,
in.
They going to tune in next week. But I had to give you just a little, you know.
We gave them a little.
Excuse me. Who? I don't need to eat nothing.
Give him a little. You
need to eat. Okay. So anyway, it's time for us to go. We love you so much.
I'm your boy. That's our time, y'all. Listen, if you anorexic out there, please don't do no porn.
Uh-uh, baby. We don't. Okay. No. Y'all, we not body shaming. Baby, don't do that.
If you
don't do that.
Okay.
Don't
okay.
do that. All right. Now I'm getting
serious. I'm your boy, Pastor J.
I'm your girl, Lady Free. And until next week.
A-flat.
Tell your friends to come see us on Shift Real Talk.
We signing out, y'all.
Peace.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.